all engine running. Mic check, 1-2, 1-2, what it do? It's your boy, Mako with the fucking Draco. We back with another fucking shark stream. We got Ron the Don, Toby, One Kenobi, and my boy Rodney Twin Tweezy.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Back with the fucking action. Hot topics of the fucking week. I hope y'all are ready. How y'all boys been? Good week?
I've been good, man. Work. Getting that money. Mm-hmm. Getting to that money. 2021 financial year.
Facts, man. Big facts.
Big yes,
facts.
Sir.
You said how you've been, and I honestly drew a blank.
I mean, that's fine. It happens.
Like, since last week, yeah, I was like, I got to think what happened in those 7 days.
7 days. That's what I said. That's a lot of time, man.
Like, I don't know.
I've had fluxes. I'm not even going to hold you. I had a damn near mental breakdown here on Sunday, bro. I guess it was technically Sunday because it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But, like, dude, my house was totally trash. It looked like a domestic violence case happened in here involving Kate.
That was like, messing with your...
No, it was like... No, it was just the fact that, like, I stopped after everybody left, and I got up, and I turned the lights on, and I looked around, and I was like, Jesus. Like, I was like, bruh, my house has never looked like this. It was nobody's fault. We went out, and we got drunk, and then my friends, we all just came back, and we just, like, you know, like, just... basically crashed out. But it was like, there was not a spot on this floor other than my roommate's room that was untouched. Like, the paintings fell off of my wall.
Come on.
This was divided into two pieces. I just found it before you guys, like, showed up here. It was just shit everywhere. There was weed in my blender. Like, I don't know. Dead ass.
Out of
him. I don't know where.
Yeah, you gotta grind your weed.
Project X in here.
Apparently.
Like, dude, there was literally cake everywhere, bro. Like, there was cake on my headset. It was cake.
You talking about like frosting or icing shit?
Yeah, like cake. Like,
nah, there was cake in the inside of my vest.
Like, there was.
And I didn't take my vest off.
Oh, so I have no idea. Oh, so you witnessed this. You were there for that.
I was there, yeah.
Was it as bad as he's saying?
Yes.
It was bad. I was like, bro, how? I was very perplexed. I was genuinely like, bro, how did this get like this? Like, I don't understand. But regardless, it was cool. I always enjoy having my friends over and stuff. No lie. The day afterwards, the Sunday when I woke up, I was dead ass like, bro, I'm not doing anything today. Mm-hmm. I didn't even finish cleaning it up. Like, I cleaned it up like 25% the day before. I woke up the next day and was like, okay, I'm going to clean up like 12% of this, and then Monday. I'll
12? Why specifically 12?
Because I was like, bro, there's no like.
It's the same amount of a plan that the Guardians had in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
12% like, of a plan.
Yeah, I was like.
They really said that?
Yeah, they really said that.
Wow. Is that your reference? Or
no, that was my reference. I just picked a random number out the back. But yeah, I can definitively say Monday when I started cleaning everything up, there was about. I had only done a total of about between 30 and 35% of the actual cleaning. Like, I was like, all right, man, I have to actually do something. Like, I really didn't even clean like that. I just moved stuff around. Like, I just moved the majority of the cake-featured objects to this table and just put stuff in other places.
Put shit in categories.
Yeah, so when I clean it, I'd be ready. All right, man, Hot Top is coming at you this week. I actually don't remember what the first one is supposed to be off the top of my head.
It's Black History Month, right?
It's Black History Month. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about.
First shout out to Black History.
Let's do it. Kind of time. Oh, no.
No.
Shout out to Black History Month. I dropped something in the group chat about favorite best and worst biopics, African American biopics, because they're dropping an MLK biopic soon. Shout outs to MLK.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Shout out to the king of biopics, Jamie Foxx.
Yes! Wait a minute.
Jamie Foxx?
Nah.
I mean, Chadwick, okay. Why? Because of Ray Charles, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I guess too, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
What else did he do?
That is kind of like a toss-up. I co-signed Jamie Foxx, because when Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles, I really thought that nigga was Ray Charles.
Yeah,
like, true.
I think that movie came out in, what, 2004, 2005?
Yeah.
I was, like, 9, and Ray Charles died around that time. So, like, you could, you know, all right, but I thought that nigga was Ray Charles. I really did. I thought he was Ray Charles.
He was also in The Soloist. I don't know if anybody...
Will Smith did play Ali. Robert Downey Jr.
Was he in Dreamgirls?
He was in Dreamgirls.
He was in Dreamgirls. Yeah, I feel like you gotta give it to just for Ray in and of itself. But I feel
honestly, he's about to play Mike Tyson, and every time he does the voice, I really
his impersonations.
He's a great. He's a talent.
They're amazing.
He's a talent.
Okay. They are amazing.
I think the problem is, I can already name three people that Chadwick has played. That has been remarkable.
Better than Jackie Robinson, Miles Davis,
Thurgood Marshall.
What's his name? The kid, the father soul. I can't even think of it.
See the Jackie Robinson one.
It wasn't Jackie. What's his name? Brown.
Oh yeah, James Brown.
Come on,
I don't know.
You didn't like his James Brown?
I didn't see it, but I didn't hear good things about it. Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Looks like you gotta watch it for yourself.
Will Smith, I feel like you gotta give it to Will Smith.
And so number one being still
I don't know. Cause you can argue quantity over quality.
Yeah.
But I think Chadwick gave us at least in those main three quality performances as who he was. So yeah, you know, there was and Ray, Jamie Foxx really, like I said, he made me believe he was Ray Charles. And oh, Ali, Will Smith's performance in Ali was amazing.
Mm-hmm. He also has other biopics too that we don't really
He has the Pursuit of Happiness. It was based off a true story,
I think. He has Concussion.
Yeah, that was the one that I couldn't think of. But I didn't hear great things about Concussion. It was all right.
But it was still a good film.
It was good. It was a good movie.
It was more so just. I mean, I guess you could say all biopics are important, but like it was kind of important. I know the NFL really probably didn't like it.
Who played Malcolm X?
Denzel.
Oh damn.
Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chadwick has some niggas in front of him.
Yeah.
I think Chadwick has some niggas in front of him.
So at least
he's
top
still
three,
there.
Or are we just top
he's,
five?
He's top five. He's probably top four.
Are we forgetting about actresses as well? Like, do we have any?
Oh, damn. No.
So if the Oscars are going to separate actors and actresses, we going to separate actors and actresses because we going to be here too long.
Okay.
And we try to point them above each other.
Because, I mean, I can't think of any.
Yeah, I was gonna bring in
That's a shame. But
I don't know. Are we only talking about like I guess well-known people?
No,
because
if you performed
the Central
in, like, you were
Park
like,
Five.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, I didn't watch that.
They did a hell of a job.
Tears.
That shit.
Tears was... upon tears. Episode three.
Oh,
man. I didn't finish it, bro. There was a point like, and then there's also Fruitvale Station. That's not a biopic, but that's also based on true story, based off of the performances done. Like that,
if it moves you, man, damn, bro, automatically has to be.
Damn, bro, Black people are special.
Yo,
y'all gotta watch Central Park.
I haven't even seen Fruitvale Station because niggas was like, it's the saddest movie you'll ever see in your life.
You can't watch it more than once, Central Park.
You have to.
You can't watch it more than once. You can't watch Fruitvale more than once.
You have to watch
that. That will send you to like, I try to at least watch shit like that.
Except once,
when they see us, it's really good. But that's not really like a vibe. That's just a.
It's people.
That's
like,
reality.
That's like reality.
You just gotta know, like,
no boundaries.
Especially from the point of just Black people. Like Ava.
It wasn't a biopic either.
Ava
DuVernay.
Yeah, she did an amazing job.
Because for example, like, I mean, I thought Roots was one of the most necessary things that I watched. But after I watched Roots, like, my dad feels like this.
Roots.
Yeah, like, my dad feels like this too, to where it's like, I'm not
being called Toby. I'm so sick of Roots jokes.
I'm not very, like,
that was my childhood.
I won't go so far as to say, like, I'm not going to watch, like, the super traumatic Black movies, like, but at the same time, it's like, after I saw Roots, I was like, bruh, I don't know a lot more that, like, that shit was painful. It was necessary for me to watch, but I was like, dude, I don't, like, Roots was something that I watched. I watched all from 1 through 6, and then they were revamping it, and I was like, bruh, niggas was like, you gonna watch it? I was like, why? I've already seen Roots. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what's going on. Like,
for me, I feel like it's like this is the history I wanted to learn in school, mm-hmm. and so it's and like, that's fair. And so it's like I want to take the time, mm-hmm. especially because of the fact like this shit is true stories. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like it's different when it's a. That's why I want to watch Fruitvale Station. But everybody was like, it's just super, super sad. Yeah. I don't even, like, for example, what was the name of it? I haven't seen the Nat Turner movie. See, yeah. that was something that I was really fucking with. Even though I didn't watch it, I was like, bro, I do fuck with this, as especially super conceptually, because it's like.
Like, I don't like, watch certain ones. Like, I didn't watch 12 Years a Slave.
No, wow, those are like I didn't watch that. Bones, that was one of the movies. No Boundaries, like, full reality.
Mm-hmm. Niggas, yeah, because I was. Yeah. Exactly. I was like, bro, I get it. Niggas with slaves. Not saying, because like, it's different if you don't know the history. Yeah. And it's like, because I read about the history and like the actual history, all the different type of shit. But just like watching it as a movie, I'd be like, bro, I'm not trying to see this nigga get whipped for like.
Hey, that's why you got movies like Django. Mm-hmm. That's why you got movies like, or shows like Lovecraft Country. Yeah, please tell me y'all have at least seen Lovecraft Country.
I've seen clips. And I need to actually sit down and watch it. Because of Django,
we got the legendary Tyrese clip.
Oh my God. The nigga wasn't in that 90 degree temperature. He didn't have to act.
Yo, straight up, they just walked in his house. That wasn't even a scene. They just walked in his house. He was already sweating.
That wasn't even Tyrese. That was his stunt double trying to get out. Like, help me. Please. I forgot about Hidden Figures, too. That was a really good.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Hidden Figures is amazing.
I know what it's about.
Hidden Figures is great. I actually understood like
what's
some
the
of
the
math, too.
Straight
Outta Compton. That was pretty good.
I forgot about that. That is a biopic.
Straight Outta Compton
that
was like really good.
O'Shea. And shout outs to O'Shea, man.
I think it's important.
I don't got that kind of time.
I think it's also important we talk about. What about Detroit? Anyone saw Detroit?
No, Detroit was one of those ones that, like, I was like, I don't know if I can really watch this. Yeah,
makes you mad. That's like when they see this.
Central Park 5 is one that makes.
Yeah, that's why I stopped watching it. It was one of those ones that was like, I'm going to break something because I can't break somebody else.
Like, no lie, I wanted to go outside and find first what.
That's my thing.
Because, like, I get pissed off, like, reading the shit sometimes. And so it's like, bro, if I have to, like, see it, like, it's just like I have to just be in a better space mentally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just
I
like,
feel
all right, I can relax and watch this, and I can not compartmentalize it, but I can understand that yes, it happened, it was real, but just learn from it and just be like, this is what happened, know what happened, and then not really adapt, but look and see how you can change it, if you will. Selma was really
for
good.
Me, it's really seeing like just the depths of like we see it in the sense that okay, they've done this, but like we don't know the other shit that they've done or that they're capable of, mm-hmm. or like, and so it's like just the new things that we learn along the way, and we're mm-hmm. still learning new shit.
That's the thing, so, especially about like just slavery. And just history, period, American history, we have scratched the surface on what slavery was like.
We have just begun to be in the informational era.
Right, of like what
that's
slavery
crazy.
Was. And but like, yeah, the specifics
you never hear about when
but,
you're in grade
but
school.
Like,
yeah.
But like, even with that, think about all we know about slavery. Mm-hmm. And that's still just barely passing the surface. Like, yeah, right. We know this stuff happened and all this
the
stuff
basic,
about it
yeah.
is like makes you want to pull your hair out, and it's mm-hmm. like, bro, it was stuff that was worse than
even
this.
Even the concept,
like that's the thing that gets me. It was like, yo, y'all were worse than this.
Worse. Even the, bro,
right, like, niggas are legit born with PTSD.
Even the fact that like just now there are white people who are saying, yeah, this happened. Like,
right.
It's crazy. Like that concept alone is insane. Like you have a whole. I mean, it's like. Like you said, in our history books, they're just like, okay, well, America, and then slavery happened. And then, like...
Right, like, that's legit it.
Slaves, and then, like...
You go,
you know,
we live in Georgia.
We got a little bit of Jim Crow, but, like...
Yeah, like, we live in Georgia, so we go back to school in August. So it's August to January. It's like, hey, you know, this is what started World War One and World War Two, and this is how America was founded, and yada, yada, yada. And then it's February, and it's like, hey, first week slavery, second week's Martin Luther King, Third week's of civil rights. First week's slavery. Second week's Valentine's Day. Third week's Martin Luther King. Fourth week's of civil rights. And then it's just like back to, oh yeah, and fucking like Beowulf.
Get over it.
Like that's it. It's like, oh yeah, Beowulf, and then let's move on. Like what?
I am happy. Because I'm not going to say bittersweet. You do have all these different companies like, okay, acknowledging shit now, and I prefer them to acknowledge it than not say anything. It still feels like it's half-hearted to a degree. It feels like, all right, well, this is the trend now. We need to hop on it, unless XYZ happens.
Except for Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's been with
the shit. Ben and Jerry's been about that, actually.
Ben and Jerry's been
with the shit.
Yes.
Shout-outs to Ben and fucking Jerry.
Since day one.
Yeah, bro. Like, those are the people that you really, really actually appreciate. Bro.
Right.
Because like, it's like, they're not saying that people can't change, but like, perfect example, the NFL, a complete 180. Like, you're barring a nigga from playing football for kneeling, taking a fucking knee, and then suddenly, like, literally the second they opened up, football started back, it was shit. Like, they had stuff on the field. Like, they were like, all right, and everybody is going to take a knee. And then everybody on the field takes a knee. But everybody in the crowd was like, boo.
The NFL was, like, probably the biggest case of performative action. But like, you compare it to what the NBA did.
Shout out to Colin Kaepernick.
You compare it to what the NBA did. And the NFL, yeah, they have blackballed Kaepernick for 4 years. Mm-hmm. They have, made it hard for anybody who was like with him and speaking out and stuff to get jobs and because I what's his name got like drug tested like 30 times a season and shit like that. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. And then after the George Floyd protest, they were like, oh yeah, no, we'll put like end racism on the field, and then we'll lock arms and take a knee. And they were like, cool, can Kaepernick get a starting job? And we'll raise flags and we'll let you speak out. Can Kaepernick get a job? And look, we'll give black jerseys. And can Kaepernick get a job? No, nigga.
I remember when Jay-Z was about to be a part of the NFL.
Jay-Z is a part of the NFL.
So it never happened?
No, he is.
He is a part of the NFL.
Does it matter?
That's
hilarious. Bro, there was so many
NBA actually was like...
Honestly, the stunt with Kaepernick when he was on Southside, Georgia, near Riverdale, practicing at Charles Drew.
Yeah.
The fact that I lived 6 minutes from that place, didn't know about it till maybe a couple of hours after. Mm-hmm. I was like,
you got to be on Twitter more, bro. That's how I knew about it. I was like, bro, because I'm like 10 minutes away from him. I was like, I could really just like drive out here and watch him.
I'm usually late to the party, just a little bit. But I immediately thought about when I heard that he was there, was like, okay, what's the purpose of this, right? Is he really trying to make a move back into the NFL, which I was hoping for, but a lot of me said it was just for like a statement being made again.
Yeah, I think it was more for a statement.
It was a statement.
God, I watch his highlights. Mm-hmm. If you pull up his highlights on this podcast, on this fucking green screen, bro, you're gonna be like, damn, this nigga was special.
Yes,
I'm about to say something so controversial, just for the fuck of saying controversial shit.
You don't think he was angry?
He was. No. Don't tell me. No, don't do this. Not again. This isn't Tom Brady. This isn't Tom Brady. This is so. Go ahead, bro.
You don't even understand.
I'm bullshitting. I was about to say he's better than Tom Brady just to start some shit.
Oh yeah. I would have been like,
oh man,
was he not like 6'4", just like Tom Brady? He has the same height.
He can run, and he can scramble.
And he can scramble.
Nah, like he was like really good. Nah, yeah, he was.
He had to
kick that nigga.
He was too.
That is just insane, bro. Oh my God. It's not even like he made a crazy statement. He literally said,
"Yo, Black Lives Matter."
Basically, like, bro, they're like killing us, and I'm kneeling to bring like awareness. And then, hey guys, they're killing us.
Hey,
no,
I don't like that this is happening.
Can we just get arrested?
You're gonna stand on our field, nigger.
Right,
like, and they kicked him out.
The most insane thing about it actually is like. he started off sitting. What's really crazy is Marshawn Lynch, I don't think has ever stood for
what's the, even crazier than that was Tim Tebow because had a whole thing where he was kneeling.
Yeah, he avoids the lights.
Anybody remember Tebowing? Do you remember Tebowing?
Yeah, he had a whole trend.
But he did it religiously, but
he was praying to a white Jesus.
Was it okay, though?
He was praying to a white Jesus. Yo, first of all.
A white man in America praying to white Jesus?
It was received better than
it was a trend. It was a thing. They had a South Park episode about it.
Like,
people got mad because he wore the fucking the Jesus scriptures on his shoes.
Yeah.
Like, it was a trend.
It was a trend.
Excuse me.
The crazy
that
thing.
That deserves a. Nope. This. Nope. Lost it. Kind of time. I'll find it later. That's what you're saying?
It was right there.
Did I not press it anyway?
It was you changed it. What's it called?
The
crazy thing about Tebow is, before I get back to Kaepernick, the crazy thing about Tebow is, like,
mid.
Bro.
He was actually mid.
He was. No, it's not even skill, bro. Like,
that, the Kaepernick.
That 2008. No, not even close. Yeah, like, no. That 2008 University of Florida Gators team was wild.
Bro, he was on the team with Aaron Hernandez.
He didn't go to jail. The Pouncey Twins. Fucking Urban say? Meyer was an assistant coach.
He needs to go to jail. Yeah, he did something.
He was on the team. He was on the team. Almost, no, bro.
So you're saying Aaron spilled the beans to his whole, let's say, Tebow.
No, or half of that team are already in jail or arrested.
Like, they're not all that 2008 team had the Pouncey Twins, Aaron Hernandez, Cam Newton as the backup, Tim Tebow, and Urban Meyer as one of the coaches. Now, if you break it down, Aaron Hernandez got two bodies? Aaron Hernandez got like two bodies. Cam Newton is like low key, maybe not really low key, a domestic abuser. Tim Tebow like is a Jesus freak. I guess you don't necessarily have to say like that's a bad thing. It's just wild to be connected with that.
I just feel like anybody who's
Urban Meyer was covering up bribery and
shit going on.
Urban Meyer was covering up that bribery charges. Sexual assault charges from other assistant coaches and other players on the team. Yeah. Like, that team was wild as hell to be led by a Jesus freak who was like, oh, yeah, prayer above everything else. And like you said, this nigga kneeled.
Amen to that.
This nigga kneeled, and we were like, yeah, he's praying. And then Kaepernick was like, who sat first? He sat first. And then nobody said anything about it. They didn't notice it, and he had been doing it since the start of the preseason. Nobody noticed until the cameras picked him up in, like, week two. And then they started talking about it. And then Green Beret reached out to him like, hey, sitting during the national anthem is disrespectful. Because, you know, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, he talked to a vet.
Yeah, and the Army vet was like, but I heard, he was like, but I understand why you're doing it. And he was like, yo, you could kneel. Because we kneel to pray. We kneel for our fallen soldiers. Yada, yada, yada. Neil is a signing of respect. Mm-hmm. A fucking Army Beret said this. Mm-hmm. And so Kaepernick started kneeling. And they were still like, hang this nigger.
Not with the afro.
Definitely.
Whoa.
The braids?
Slow down, nigger.
You're letting way too much nigger out here.
Calling the police. This man is kneeling.
The Dave Chappelle joke is the funniest thing. When he was like, that's a brittle spirit. He was like, they brought Mike Pence in when he came to the Colts game and left early. That was the wildest shit. He had somewhere to be.
He had nothing
they
to do.
Fit they the Colts spent, game into it. His time for him to land in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. go to the Colts game, knowing that he would have to leave early because he knew they would still kneel. And so they kneeled, and then they wanted to make it about that. But Dave Chappelle's joke was, they said, they looked up, they were like, is that Mike Pence? Come on, nigga. Everybody, Wu-Tang. And then, like, they kneeled, and everybody was like, ah! All the white people was like, all these years, that's all it took? All we had to do was kneel? That was it? Like, that just made y'all go into a frenzy.
Bro, that was a whole thing, bro. I remember listening to this on, like, I've talked about this nigga Jeff so many times, how he listened to like the Republican radio and they would really bash this nigga. I was like, especially DR, remember when the ad came out with Nike now. And Nike jumped behind him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's where the fuck them kids. How did Michael Jordan take over that? How did Jordan meme take over that whole thing, bro?
Fuck them kids. He said, fuck them kids. Yeah. That was before.
That was before. It was somebody before, made a meme out of it. Bro, it is so potent now. If you see the best memes are the memes you don't have to see the words for. You can just see a meme of Michael Jordan.
You
just
know that picture. Kids, bro. Know what it means.
But like they, because they jumped behind him with that, and then the people on the radio were just like, "What the fuck? Of all the people." You give it to this man. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And then they start burning their shoes.
Yes, I was like, knowing that. Right, that's what was killing me.
I don't even know the name of the Nikes they were burning.
Jesus Christ.
But like,
they were just like Nike material, period. Yeah. There were white people that were just straight up burning their Nike shit.
And like, there were white people who were burning their Nike shoes while they were still on their feet. I was like, bro, and y'all think y'all are the master race?
Even deeper than that. How the fuck? You already bought the shoes.
There was people that's the other scaling thing. The Capitol walls with Nike shoes.
But those shoes are only like $30, bro. It's not like they spend that much on it.
Nah, for real.
Like, caught in 4K.
Like that dude. How did they catch you in 4K?
How?
Yo, no, one of the dudes from the domestic attack got caught because they caught him on camera. He was on somebody's live, and he had on like his company's hoodie with his name and number on the back, and that's how they caught him.
Shout out
in 4K. I'm like, bro, how?
Shout out to that one. Shout out to that one actual black guy who got arrested.
Who actually got arrested? Well, I mean, you know. Like, the white people have gotten arrested, too. The nigga just won't get bail. Like, you know, the dude with the wolf
he's
hat.
He's gonna get it just a bit worse.
Yeah, like, the dude with the wolf hat got his
shout outs for being a statistic.
Right, like, proof that you can't do what they do.
Oh, my like, goodness. Like,
bro.
Oh, the debauchery.
I read something that one lady was able to get out because she was going on vacation to Mexico. Mm. And I'm just like, bro, like,
and then that one nigga who was like, I have
amazing
to, I must have organic
food. Yeah, the organic nigga. Like, he was like, oh, I'm not eating until I get organic food. Like, okay,
give
nigga,
this
starve.
Nigga some organics
like,
now.
Okay, nigga, starve. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
bro, jail sucks. Like,
no,
what?
Jail only sucks for
if
niggas.
You're, black.
That's it.
Or not rich.
Or not rich. Because didn't What's-Her-Face go for like 3 days to a fucking resort for... like cheating to get her daughter in the college.
Oh, that scandal,
like that.
Right?
Yeah, and, which I also don't really
$500,000.
Understand. I don't know whose side I'm supposed to be on because, like, fuck having to pay for college, but also, I guess what she did was wrong. I don't know whose side I'm supposed to be on.
Bro, nothing's right in this country.
Like, I don't know. Right. I don't know who to root for.
They're getting
right.
The easy ride.
Nothing's right. Nothing makes sense. Good. There are no heroes. We're all just
easy rides everywhere.
Since we're speaking of Black History Month and white women, though, let's get into Courtside Karen.
Oh, dude, yeah. Let's
and the fact
that
LeBron in Atlanta
shout out
got a white lady kicked out of a Hawks game.
And she apologized. Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, LeBron really is
oh,
King
that
James.
Too,
like, he really is King James, man.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History
Month. And it was the first day of Black History Month.
That's
like,
insane, bro.
Like, LeBron really... like,
I just want to know where the husband was.
He
they
was
show
right
him
there.
In photos. Y'all saw him. I didn't see him clearly in the angles I was seeing.
Did we get an interview from him? Did he have any statements on it?
No,
probably.
He hasn't made any statements, but I guess like people found his Instagram, and it goes, he's been hating LeBron since LeBron played for the Heat.
Right. And wasn't it a comment dealing with steroids that
sparked
the whole situation?
Yeah, LeBron's an old steroid-ass nigga, and I guess that's what got her up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, fuck you, LeBron.
Right.
And then he went to her and said, sit your ass down. And then the ref stopped the game, and then like she was like going back and forth, and LeBron and I was actually watching this game,
and you
like,
saw it.
Yeah, like I was, but the thing is, like I was watching the game, and I was playing 2K, so I had my headset on, so I didn't hear the game. Like I could hear whistles, but I didn't really hear anything going on. So I looked back down, I'm like, I didn't hear a whistle. Like, why are they stopping? Is it a foul? And like the Hawks were coming back, so I was like, damn, bro, they capping for
the
Lakers.
Is the dude a black dude or a white dude?
White dude. He's like,
he was like, no, his last name is Carlos, man. He might be like,
and he has a 25-year-old Karen.
She doesn't look 25.
She looks no, man.
She literally. I was like,
she's not 25, bro.
She's getting attention.
I am 25, bro.
To be honest,
she looks like them shits off of Men in Black.
Yeah,
like that's what she looks like, bro.
That happened.
Deep breath, yeah,
like.
like she looks like
the surgery in her lips. It just,
oh my god, yeah. Like when I saw it, I was like, bro, what's happening? And all I saw was
what's
like,
happening? What am I looking at?
LeBron laughing. I saw John Collins laughing. I was like, oh, okay, what happened? They're pointing at the bench, and also the thing that came up to me was like, oh, there's fans in the Hawks game?
No, that's what I've been saying. That. I was like, the tickets are expensive, but you can, yeah, the tickets are expensive, but it's basically like.
Yeah, because they can only be courtside.
Yeah, no. You can get tickets like.
You can get tickets up in the bowl?
Not all the way up, but you can just get, no, they have them spread out.
Oh, like, okay. I thought they were only like, courtside.
Maybe sections 100.
Yeah. Okay. Because like, when you look like at the broadcast, point, the other side is all.
Yeah, because they have, it's so like one side is basically, like you said, like shut off, and then they have spots, like kind of in the corner.
Where you can get it,
I was looking at the Denver Nuggets game in February, I was trying to go.
How much is that?
Like 250.
That's yikes. Not that bad. Where is it? Where's, depending on where the city is, I'll go. I want to see Jokic play.
I want to see Jokic play.
Section.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's like, expensive for the 100 section. Yeah. They're not that expensive, but it's, like, regularly.
No, but it's nobody in there. You can see
it. Yeah, it's like nobody. No one you in have there. To, the only, I think I heard you got to do the, I don't know if you have to do a COVID test to get in, but I think you do because you have to be negative.
Yeah, you have to do a negative.
Yeah, you got to have a negative COVID test to get in. I don't know how that works with, like, if you were positive. Like, do you get your money back? Because, like, I just... I like the owners of the Hawks. I don't think they're crooks, so I would like to believe that you do. But, you know, it's a capitalist country. I wouldn't give you your money back.
I mean,
coming, honestly.
I feel like I would go test before I paid for the tickets, but that's just me.
I think you still have to do it there, though.
How do they know? Is it like an I guess it's an instant.
No, they have the rapid results. You just take one of those. Huh? No, they have the rapid results where you... I don't know if that's the saliva one or what, but they have the result. Like, that's similar to the ones. Now, most of the tests that you can take are quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The period of, like, waiting, like, a week or so to find out is pretty much over. You can
get
your instant at-home ones, and then you can get some rapid ones that are done, like, in a couple of days if you do it, like, yourself. But they can let you know, like, in real time. Mm-hmm. They're actually putting, like COVID test kit vending machines in airports because most airlines are going to start.
We're here now.
Dude, they're putting them in spas. I invested in a stock called like Expra or something like that. And they're like a spa that's based in like a lot of airports.
Mm.
And they did that makes sense that they're putting COVID testing shits in there.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That makes sense. They're also talking, I'm very confused as to why they're talking about, is it official? Are they bringing the All-Star game here to Atlanta?
The last thing Wash said was they are progressing closer towards it for March 7th.
It'd be funny if it don't happen.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want it to happen.
This is the worst place for it to happen.
Like, honestly, that, and also...
You can walk outside in Atlanta and catch COVID.
Right, but even more so than that, like, like, I'm not, like, ignoring the COVID aspect of it.
You need to paint a pin with no mask.
Yeah, with the strip clubs and shit here. You know James Harden gonna have it.
Catching COVID at the All-Star game isn't why I don't want it to be here. Why I don't want it to be here is because back in, I think, 2017, we were in the bidding war with Charlotte. And they were about to take it from Charlotte because Charlotte passed a bill against transgender bathrooms. And the NBA was hey, no, we're going to pull it. And they were like, we're going to go to Atlanta. And Atlanta, I don't think, has had it since maybe 2000 or 2002.
You want it during a better year.
I want it during a year where I feel comfortable going. Where, like, I can legit go and it's a whole weekend and I can actually have fun at the All-Star game. Instead of y'all being like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to bring it, like, during COVID. Atlanta's, like, still, like, top seven. Georgia's still, like, top seven in COVID cases. So why would you bring it
That's
here
what I was saying.
For that reason, number one. And number two, like, I think it's supposed to be in, like, Indiana.
It's literally about to not make, like, people are just going to go flood to the earth.
And it's about to get hot again.
Yeah, and it's March. Like, it's spring here. It's supposed to be March 7th.
Oh, that makes sense.
And they originally were going to do it at the AUC. Like, they were going to sponsor HBCU and do it at one of their gyms.
They literally need to.
Like, they were going to do it at Clark's basketball court.
They literally need to do that.
That seems better.
Like, because I don't, you're right. Slightly. Because I'm not. I do want to be able to be like, hey, I'm down here at the goddamn shit.
Like, the thing about it being in your city is, like, you don't necessarily have to go into the game. Like,
the
fun shit that you can do downtown Atlanta, like, when there's more people, is more fun. Like, when the Super Bowl was here, I wanted the Patriots to get the fuck out of town, but Downtown Atlanta was really fun.
I just went downtown.
I walked around. I can see the Mercedes-Benz Stadium if I just stand up from my cubicle and look outside. So, like, I deliberately went out to eat lunch that week. Just so I could go down to like the CNN Center and shit and be around it. Like, it was just fun. That's not gonna be the same with niggas walking around with COVID.
It was niggas that like, had nothing to do. I saw more people that had nothing. Well, no, there were quite a few Patriots fans here, but it was like, it was Patriots versus Rams, right?
Yeah.
It was hardly any Rams people here. And there were like, most of the fans were just from random places, bro.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the Super Bowl worked.
It was a weak Super Bowl, and honestly.
That's how the Super Bowl worked.
But I'm about to say, people buy tickets before the actual Super Bowl, before they even know. So I guess that makes sense. It would just be a cash.
1,000? How much are tickets now?
Like 3,000 something.
Oh, they've won.
I think the cheapest ones
are after taxes or like $3,500.
Yeah, like
it makes sense to be a Patriots fan to buy a Super Bowl ticket every year too.
No, this year. No, it makes more sense to be a Tom Brady fan and buy a Super Bowl. I think at this point you could be a Chiefs fan and buy a Super Bowl ticket every year.
That's true. Chiefs.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Steelers?
No, not the Steelers.
You actually have no reason to say
that. At this point, it probably is just the Chiefs. You have other teams that are like close, but at this point, it's probably just the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Interesting. What does he do to you?
They found a MAGA hat in his life.
Oh, yeah, no. Tom Brady, that's what I was saying. Bro, no. Tom Brady is in fact.
See, everything I hear, when I hear this, I'm just like, is this true?
See, no, I don't fuck with Tom Brady, the person. I fuck with Tom Brady, the football player. They two different individuals.
I don't fuck with Tom Brady, the football player.
I fuck with Brady, the football player.
You know, honestly, you don't fuck with him either way.
Yeah, but the individual was whack. The individual was dog shit.
Honestly, I fucked with the individual Tom Brady slightly more before the MAGA hat. Then I fucked with the football player.
That's the thing. Are you mad at Tom Brady for being a MAGA supporter?
Slightly. I'm more so mad at Tom Brady. Like,
I'm not mad at him.
Like, I'm not surprised about it. Yeah. Like, it sucks. But it's not surprising. It's just kind of like, really? Like,
regarding the situation in this economy? With the hat, since I didn't know about that on myself.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's funny, he denies, like, basically responsibility or ownership of it.
He said really good friends of Donald
Trump. Right, he said he had good friends and they put it in his locker.
You know, I absolutely
refuse to believe that Tom Brady is that disconnected to not know. What
I don't know, okay, I don't know if Tom Brady voted for Donald Trump the second time. Maybe not.
He definitely did.
He's played with a lot of different teammates.
That's what I'm saying.
And those teammates better have shown him.
The first time,
wake up. That's the first time
Tom Brady voted for Donald Trump.
I don't believe
Tom Brady voted for Donald Trump this time. Not just because of the, like, as you said, okay, well, Tom Brady's playing with some different people this time. And he's definitely playing with
some niggas, but also
Trump embarrassed our country, and I don't think
Tom Brady cares about the country that much.
I think he does. I don't think Tom Brady cares about the country that much. All he cares about is winning all American football. I think he really does give a fuck about America.
Like, I don't. I also
especially playing for the Patriots for as long as he has.
Patriots have nothing to do with that shit.
They're in Boston. You don't think Tom Brady? You think Tom Brady would literally be like, you know what? Fuck America. Like,
no, he doesn't. No, he's not
going to
do. No, he's not going to be like. He's not going to be like fuck America. I also don't think the input of. I also don't think the input of the other race players that Tom Brady plays with
has any
matters with his opinion on Trump. Because I'm not necessarily out here saying he is a super MAGA supporter and he voted for. I don't know if he voted for Trump the second time. I don't really care. But the thing is, after all of this shit, he did still vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. And Mike Evans, Chris Goodwin, Leonard Fournette, whoever the fuck, came up and was like, yo, you voted for Trump. What the fuck, man? He's like, honestly, what do you expect? Let me care about you. He has 6 rings.
Dude, you can't
He's
be
going
racist.
For his 7th.
Why would you?
And he's like, and all the, they're like, damn, bro, I can't fuck with you. He's
but
like, all right,
but
do you want a
Trump?
Super Bowl?
I feel like a lot of the people that voted for Trump originally, if we're like, okay, Tom Brady probably voted for Trump. Not that, I feel like, not that you have to fuck with America, but you gotta fuck with America, if that makes sense. The you image fuck of with America. Capitalism. Yeah, but that's America.
And being rich.
That's America.
And voting for Trump still was in his best interest this year, if you just look at it like that. Mm. Like, Tom Brady doesn't have to care about black people.
I didn't say black, I said America, not black people. I feel like it's either black people or America. God. I mean, money.
I don't.
But think, I feel like it's one of the.
I don't
two.
Think he cares about America either.
You don't think he cares about either on an equal level?
No,
I would be.
Jesus Christ!
I don't know this freaking order of everything, bro.
I don't think America really moves the needle for him.
Said, which one you want to press?
I don't freaking know. I'd rather that we've been abusing this. Yeah, let's get acquainted with this, bro. We deserve to use, like, all this shit.
Not a guy. Bro. Not necessary all the way through.
Let's just get acquainted with this, because... I don't got that kind of time. The red one seems to have the more suit.
This is why I don't think Tom Brady gives a fuck about America. Because he's going to have money regardless.
But...
It doesn't matter.
But Tom Brady can't be Tom Brady in China. It's America.
Could you repeat that?
Tom Brady can't be Tom Brady in China.
We're not going.
He's just like a white man.
Like, even with Trump, we're not going to go down to, like, China's, like, levels.
I don't know if I want to.
Government.
Do you? Okay, look. Do you think.
I don't know if I want to give my limited benefit of the doubts to.
No.
Tom Brady voting no. for.
Like, it's. It doesn't move the needle for me, but if I had to. Like, say, do I think he voted for Trump? I'd probably say yes.
I see the chance in him doing it, but...
I'm not talking about voting for Trump. I'm more so talking about, do you think Tom Brady gives a fuck about America?
I don't. I really no. don't.
You don't?
I
really
don't. I don't think he does.
What? Do you think he does?
No. I don't think he does.
Wow.
Like, what do you mean, like, gives a fuck about America? Like, what in America?
Like, in the same way Drew Brees was like...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because
no.
Tom Brady is smarter than that, bro.
I mean, He tries to keep his mouth.
He's
definitely smarter. But do you think he gives a
He gives a fuck about his family and his money.
Yeah.
And his wife Giselle. Like, I mean,
why he gives a fuck about his lifestyle.
Is she
no,
a white woman.
No, he gives a fuck about his lifestyle.
But she's like an actress, but
she's a model.
He's living the American dream. How do y'all not think Tom Brady? Like, where else could Tom Brady be on the planet? If the universe reshuffled,
If I'm being honest,
Tom Brady can't exist anywhere but America.
Tom Brady is living the same lifestyle as like.
Canada. He can go to Canada.
As a smart Donald Trump. That's
the American dream. Bro, Tom Brady is the pinnacle of white success.
But they don't really care about America.
Yes, they do.
No, they care about their exploits.
But
they don't really care about
America.
America. Like they don't care like if the country is shit. Like, they don't care if the economy for everybody else sucks. They don't
care
if people are homeless.
That's honestly any A-tier celebrity. That's any A-tier celebrity. But that's like, same thing for Drake. You think Drake really cares about America?
He's Canadian.
He loves Canada. Drake gives a fuck about Canada.
First of all, Aubrey said, how you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. That nigga literally thinks I can come to America and do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes,
he does not care about us. He does care about Canada.
I think he cares about cities. He cares about Canada.
He cares about Houston, Atlanta, and Vegas.
I don't think he cares about Vegas. I think he cares about New York, Houston, and Atlanta.
Florida. Yeah, I can see that. Houston, Florida. New York, and Atlanta. Nah, he doesn't care about that.
Oh no, he'd be making songs for no reason. From Florida with love, y'all ain't
and, songs. And he'll shout out New Orleans.
Randomly, have y'all seen that meme? It's so funny how you can just run things in reverse and they're funny as fuck. Like when
the God's plan meme when he's taking the money
and the family's crying and he takes the money.
Oh my god!
And he's like, they're sad.
Oh my god!
That shit is hilarious.
Totally different context.
That shit is so evil, bro.
The first time I saw somebody do that shit was when they did it with Lil Baby putting on the 4 p.m. chain and they did it in reverse and he took the 4 p.m. chain off.
It's funny because like if you know the video, you see him show it and then give it to him. So when he takes it off, he just takes it. He's like,
bruh.
Like, I took this. It's like when he takes he's like, it. I took this.
He's like, yeah, this is mine.
It is even funnier because the thing that was going on at the time was like the meme where he tweeted and he was like, that nigga is not 4 p.m.
So everybody just put that, they just put that like as a sticker in the video and would take it from me. Or if somebody says something, they would take it off. Like, My favorite, oh my but still, my favorite 4PF meme is like, bro, don't cry and get caught on the internet. Because when Biden cried when he got the Medal of Freedom from
Obama. Oh, my God. And they put this shit around his neck. Oh, my God. I have that meme in my phone. I dead ass be like, nigga, be saying my shit. I'd be like, you are 4PF. Like, I took the little man, the little baby shit. You, this nigga not 4PF, and I just took off the knot. This nigga is 4PF. Amazing, bro.
Like, that is
I love when they do it with music and that one meme where that kid is stepping off the curb and they're
turn it off. Oh my god, bro. I thought there was one that I thought you were talking about, but it doesn't even matter at this point. But whatever. Speaking of memes, speaking of internet craze, let's talk about my wife.
Your wife.
No, I mean, obviously, I've proclaimed my love publicly.
You know what? I can't. You know what? I invited Chloe.
I invited Chloe to ruin my life.
She's seen it.
All right.
I obviously was raised better than all you niggas. I was obviously raised to serve my wife, to cook for my wife.
She's a queen.
I can't have, because it's sad, because I can't have more than one cancer queen.
All right, so this nigga's disqualified.
And Chloe.
Yeah.
But I think I might, man, I'm sorry. Disqualification. It's not disqualification. This nigga's disqualified. I'm still able to change my mind. I'm a young man. I'm a young black man. Happy Black History Month.
It doesn't matter, bro. Chloe can ruin my life.
No, she can't, straight
Chloe
up.
Chloe can do whatever she wants to do. It does not matter.
Dead ass, so the Busset Challenge, I was like, this is fire. But I don't be bookmarking shit. Bruh, literally, I remember.
Yeah, it was a blessing.
It was a blessing. I was literally that in the middle tiny. Of nowhere, and I saw it, and I was like, bruh, it wouldn't load. Like, it was like, it would keep getting up to the point where she'd be like, and it would just stop. And I'd be like, oh my God, I have anxiety. Like, I need. Where's the rest of the video? And then eventually it loaded. That's the first video I bookmarked on Twitter.
Oh no, I had the screen recorded.
Screenshot bookmarked.
I don't normally screenshot stories, bro, but when she has the phone down and like you just see the clouds, like
she just been surfing, bro.
Like that picture is just. I was like, yo, I got a screenshot.
Bro, she has dead ass just been.
Black
surfing.
Women are like, the blueprint.
Like,
honestly, bro, prince, I'm about to unfollow everybody, and it's just about to be Chloe.
Bro, that's a black woman.
It doesn't matter what social network is. Like,
and then she's so
Twitter,
like,
Instagram. If she got a Facebook, I'm putting her post notifications on.
So
and
you guys, I'm about to look up our compatibility.
Look at you.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care. She's already mine. There's nothing else you can do.
Look, man.
You're going to be real disappointed. Yeah, bro. You don't want to do that.
Bro, don't do
this. How do you know that I haven't already done it for
a while? I don't know.
I'm already ahead. Like, bro, I mean, are we going to do this right now?
Y'all going to be real hurt when you see her and my close friends on Instagram.
Oh my god.
You're gonna see me pop up.
Y'all niggas are actually.
You're gonna see the green circle pop up, and it's just me and her laid up, glued up.
Look, man.
All deep in my feelings.
Look, man. I'm looking at her like, now. I'm not listening to shit nobody's saying.
Like, bro, like, it's already set in stone.
And she be producing music. We can teach each other tricks, man.
That's already set in stone.
Yeah, but I can dance.
Her birthday's July 1st.
But I can dance. So I'm not trying to.
You don't even know her birthday, bro. So, come on. Come on, bro.
You worry about the wrong.
Do you even know what time she was born? How deep in this can you get? I don't know what time she was born. I'm not about to.
Look, man.
That's
wild.
I'm just saying. Damn.
39%. Look at that, bro. Remarkably. It's red.
But
that's not for you.
The thing is,
that's not for you, bro.
Man,
it's not for you.
So, you know, some things don't last forever, but you got to be able to give things a try at least every once in a while. Man. Sometimes you got
to
go get.
I think I'll respond to one of my DMs one of these days soon.
One of these days.
So you know,
to tell you that she's coming to the stream, but it's just gonna be me and her doing an interview.
Nah, I'm the social media guy. I'm the
away from everybody.
I'm the social media guy. All right.
That was fun.
You want to take a trip to London to see your sister? I know you miss her. Let's go. Because I got to go back to London. London's fine.
Man. So when it comes to the Chloe thing, right quick, What do y'all think? What do you think these people look like? Let's just define the stereotype of the people who are hating on Chloe on what she's done.
Dude, honestly, I think we got the stereotype.
I didn't even know hating was happening.
I think most of the I didn't see like most of the hating.
I heard people talking about hating, but I was like, people are hating.
Yeah, I think most of the people who are hating,
come got no man.
Yeah, I think they're just
jealous.
Jealous and just like not confident in themselves.
Yeah, day three on all women's Twitter.
Oh, yo, the memes on this that. I really don't want to get too deep in that.
We need each other.
Like I really don't want to get too deep in it, right? But I remember when I first saw it a couple days before she was out here double caked up on the Tuesday afternoon. On Instagram,
she is all the time.
But it was like a couple days before that, they were like, "This is why we need an all women Twitter app." And I was like, "That's not gonna work how you think it is, because like y'all are also some haters." Like
I'm not gonna hold you. An all dude Twitter app might be the funniest thing.
That shit would be absolutely hilarious.
Because niggas just would go crazy.
Like that shit would just be absolutely hilarious.
It would actually be not toxic. Like, that would be probably the one place we could not be toxic at.
I would disagree with that.
Niggas would be really? Toxic.
But it would get untoxic. It would be toxic and non-toxic.
Niggas are still predatory and toxic and all that shit.
We do have to.
Like, niggas just wouldn't get called out on that. Yeah,
okay.
We do have to be accountable.
On the positive.
Like, niggas just would not be. Because
you're right. There's always the negative. But I just mean, okay, perfect. I think I've talked about this before. So on, like, 2K, right? This happens all the time. Whenever I argue with my teammates, we win. But we don't win at first. We'll start out losing, and we'll argue with each other. And I'll be like, I hate these niggas. And then, I don't know, something happened around, like, third quarter, and niggas be like, you know what, bro? Let's just tighten up, bro. We can do this shit. Mm-hmm. Pull out the fucking victory.
Niggas, friendships. Well, I guess
I would say on certain topics, yeah.
Yeah,
it would definitely.
But like when it comes to insulting, like that brings niggas closer together.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's never really malicious.
We don't need segregated anything.
Yeah, women will insult each other to legitimately hurt each other. Like niggas will insult each other to motivate niggas, like, yo, y'all are fucking trash.
Take out the tighten part. I mean, it'll be like, you whack, bro.
Or like, I'm sick of carrying you niggas. Like, y'all fucking suck.
That shit be so great, bro. Oh my God.
Let me show you.
That's the composed dude. Yeah, because niggas are like, oh, I'm trash?
We got too many niggas. There's a lot of niggas that's not.
Take that shit personal, bro.
They had a lower frequency, bro.
I take it personal.
That's really how it be, bro. Niggas take a lot of shit personal, super unnecessarily, bro.
Yeah, we don't need to segregate anything. You don't need to segregate anything.
Unless it is black.
And then Chloe came out double cheeked up and proved that. Yeah. Really on both sides. But she did prove that you don't need anything segregated.
This tastes like green beans, bro.
Green beans?
Following up with Chloe.
It gives me like
Miss Jordan Woods also applied pressure.
Chloe responded with more pressure. Pressure makes diamonds.
Honestly, I love
what we going through right
honestly,
now.
Bro, I love the like, power struggle. 2020 has been great.
How about SZA?
2021, yeah, has been great.
SZA like, we've actually been low-key stunning, too.
SZA been stunning for a while. We had the Busted Challenge. We had the silhouette challenge.
The silhouette has its problems.
Niggas don't know.
No, because niggas are predatory.
Niggas have problems.
Niggas are predatory, bro. Like, you honest, like, how do you even think, like, I can remove that red.
I was like,
what the hell is happening?
That's what I'm saying. It's not in defense of niggas coming up with that idea, because it's a simple thing to do, but it's more so like, why? Once again, it's like, why would you do that? It's literally infinite free pornography on the internet where you could just like go look at actual shit, or you could just pay for a girl's OnlyFans and just, you know, actually see actual shit. No,
but one woman deciphered it.
Talk to an actual girl.
And that's like the main thing.
You thought about that one?
Like, I know we can't really go outside, but
Bro, we had Atlanta. You can still talk to women. That's not the world. But even like the concept of like, oh, not only am I going to do this, I'm going to put this on YouTube.
I'm going to create an app for this.
There's an app for it.
There is an app for
it. That's absolutely disgusting.
Like, it was one thing one girl said on Twitter, like, that answered that. It's really that men get a kick out of shit they're not supposed to do. That's the common sense way to put it. They said, obviously you got your remedies, that's you got fair. Porn and shit, yeah, but what is it that man crave? You said that predatorial shit, right?
I do not crave predatorial
shit. No, it's the man.
I don't understand that concept of being
it's
like...
the thing of being aware of that and not taking action and then also just taking accountability.
It's also channeling that... Excuse me. It's also channeling that to the right things, my bad. Like, I get a kick off of doing something that I'm not supposed to do.
In a sense, it's dark humor.
But let's not be predatory.
No,
see,
yeah.
I'm about to say the predatory. See, I that concept of like doing stuff that you're not supposed to be able to do and getting away with it, I love hacking shit. Like finding out ways to get into things that I'm not supposed to be able to get into. Mm-hmm. Not stuff like that, but being like, oh, yeah, dude, I can figure out a way around the system to do.
Yeah, I love doing that. I love type figuring of stuff out a way to get fun. Around the system and not like pay full price or whatever.
Pay full price?
Not do any of that shit. I love a white doing man that.
To pay for my. No, let me not say that on stream. But whatever the case may be, like
I feel like the whole computer science department literally just shared all the books and everything.
Facts. Yeah.
We didn't pay for anything.
No, we didn't.
Dude, every time I do something like that, I feel like that meme of the dude on the computer.
But like, and the thing is, like, most STEM majors were like that, except for this one thing. I was in the group chat for computer science, and I had took physics one, like, my sophomore year, and then I didn't take physics two until my senior year. So I had the PDF for the workbooks for physics, but I couldn't find it in my email. And I couldn't get in touch with the dude who got it to me. So I dropped it in the computer science group me. And I was like, yo, does anybody have the workbooks for physics? I'm not trying to spend the $70. And somebody hit me. Two people hit me back. One dude hit me back was like, yo, I can get it to you for $9. And I was like, I got it for free already. I'm not about to pay you. $9 Like I will deal. Like, nigga, I will fail before I pay you for $9 for this shit. And then somebody else hit me. I was like, yo, you still need it? What's your email? I was like, yo, bet, bless you. And I got it for free. I was like, bro, first of all, if I'm not paying $70, like, it's the principal. It's not the money. It's the principal. I'm not paying for it. Like, I had it for free.
Bro, I will never forget the first time I heard someone had
it. Right. Not can I buy it.
I want to pay less for this.
Right. Like, yo, who has this PDF?
Bro, the first time I heard that statement, this is a random story, bro. The first time I heard that statement, I was coming home from school.
Is that it's the principal?
It's not such and such and such as the principal. And after that, I swear I heard it like every week, once a week for the rest of my life because I get it. But the nigga was not fucked. He was in the wrong for his position. And it was so funny. I was on the way back from school, and there's a gas station up the street from my school, and they used to have this place called Philly Favorites. So I go into Philly Favorites. It was a long line. I was hungry as fuck. I was like, I'm gonna just get a burger. Basically, a nigga ordered a double cheeseburger, and they forgot to add the fucking bacon to the burger. So they added the bacon on the burger, and they taxed this nigga. It's $1. It's 7 cents on the dollar. And the nigga basically spazzed, and he was like, why the fuck are y'all double taxing me? He was like, we're not double taxing you. Like, you pay, like, we forgot to add the bacon. We added the bacon. It's $1.07. No, you already applied the tax. You can't tax me again. They went back and forth about this until this buff ass yes, chef walked from behind the counter and almost slapped this nigga out with the burger. And it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. But he kept saying it. And he was like, his niggas was like, bro, we'll give you 7 cents. He was like, bro, I got 7 cents. It's not the 7 cents, it's the principle. And when, it was like, oh my God, you just do not get
it. When you say it's not this, it's the principle, you're technically never in the wrong. You can always spin that in your favor.
You can, but you are wrong because, like...
He was wrong because they can double tax. Yeah.
He didn't get double tax. He didn't get double tax.
Yeah, you just got taxed on that dollar that was added to the thing. But if you just spent it on the transactions, like, I paid for this one transaction and got taxed. I paid for it again, but y'all messed up and now you're taxing me again. It's the principle.
I hate Toby because he's actually compatible with Chloe.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
Fuck you, Toby.
Yeah. I told y'all, bro. You're going to see the green circle on Instagram. You're going to open it up. And it's just us in the Maldives. Because my girl's richer than me.
She's emotional, man. She's out of here. All right. Yeah. You ain't got no water in your charger.
I know, but that's why I need it. That's why I need it, man. I have not a drop, bro. I literally try to cry. When I tell you, anytime I make the statement, I almost cried, take it as I cried. Because I really, bro, the day when I was like, bro, I was in here having a breakdown, I tried to cry. I got to the point where I was monologuing out loud just to make myself feel worse. And I was like, I don't have it. It just, it does. Like, I've cried. I think Ron's seen me cry.
You gotta put a placebo. Put a put some eye drops in your eye. Yeah. Go to just the to mirror.
Just to get it started. Ron's seen me cry. Yeah, I'm like, Ron seen me cry, but I was literally at the point where I was like, I hope a bear comes out this woods, out these woods, and just kills me. Like, please. Like, I was at that point. And super rarely, super rarely am I there. And even when I am there now, I'd be like, bro, I've been through worse. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But I know crying is therapeutic, or at least that's what they say.
Yeah.
Crying comes from the heart. Yeah. Naps after a good cry be fire.
Nah, movies be making me cry, man. I cried at Soul. Mm. I cried damn near every episode of My Hero because that nigga almost dies like every fucking episode.
Deku, I love this nigga.
I want this nigga to succeed so bad.
Like, when Deku wins, like, you are so elated. Right. Like, yo, this is the best. The last movie I cried to was actually The Photograph.
Yeah.
The only movie.
Wait, Larkis.
Yeah, Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield, The Photograph.
Wow.
Right, that was a really good movie. That was the last movie I cried in.
The only movie.
The girl who I went to see that movie with was a cancer.
Okay. Did she cry?
She said she cried a little bit, yeah.
The only movie I've ever cried in the history of my entire life was the 2005 version of King Kong.
Oh my God! What a legendary
movie! Wasn't that like 4 hours?
What a legendary movie!
Yeah, and the extended version was like 4. And I didn't even like cry.
They went to work with the effects in that movie.
They did. They snapped.
That movie was ahead of its time, bro. You can look at it. You can look at it now. You can look at it now and be like, "Yo, this was 2005."
It's better than any other iteration of like King Kong or the Godzilla movies. I didn't even cry. Like, I shed a tear. Like, I was trying to hold it in, but when the nigga just like lost the life in his body and fell off the building, I was like.
I shed tears.
That's the only time I've ever
shed
tears. That's the only time I've
ever shed tears. I shed duck tears when Spider-Man got blipped in Infinity War. And
of
when
course. Uh-oh, is this where we're admitting shit when we cried?
And when Iron Man died at the end of Endgame. Like, I shed duck tears at both of those moments.
I just felt it. Like, I'd be having, whenever I'm watching a movie, especially for the first time, and I have a physical, I guess it's the closest I get to crying. Some things draw a physical reaction out of me. I think when Spider-Man died in Infinity War, I was just like, and I was
the theater took like such a gasp, like you just felt just, everybody's soul.
Just a reminder that Peter felt it before everyone else.
He did,
and that's
because
why he felt
it because
sick.
Of the Peter. Yeah,
and that's
he was like, Peter, I don't
no, don't
so
call
great.
It that. Don't he's call it that.
He's kid
shit.
It's the Peter
Spidey sense.
Not even in the
that better not be because of Sony like. Sony, Marvel, different.
They didn't get all the rights. I think it
they
does
really
have something
couldn't
to do with
see
that.
Spidey single.
I think I do think
we
it has
look
something
it up
to
right
do
now,
with that.
Because that's one of the most. Like,
I think it has something to do with that.
That and like when I know Amazing Spider-Man wasn't a good movie, but like when Gwen Stacy died, that also solicited.
Yeah, that also that one was also
because I actually didn't think she died. Like because I knew what they were going to do.
Yeah, like I know the comics. I know she died, and I was still like,
it was the one the web caught. I was like, oh, web caught
in the '80s.
It was the
thud. He had the hand,
and it caught her. It was, dude, I was like.
The splat.
Plus, yeah.
It was a splat.
And then she just kind of just like, ugh. Like you saw the neck snap and hit the. And it was also just like how their relationship worked in the episode. And
real
just,
quick, we can wrap it up with this. How do y'all rank the Spider-Man movies? There's Into the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man, forever. Spider-Man
You're counting
2.
Into the Spider-Verse?
It's a Spider-Man movie. It's the number one.
What?
Let's count them out.
It is number one.
Let's count them out before we rate them all.
Into the Spider-Verse, there's the first trilogy, there's the amazing, there's the two amazing ones, and then there's this new...
These two.
Two, because the third one's not out
far
yet.
Far From Home and...
Homecoming and then Far From Home.
Where do y'all rate them?
Oh, y'all didn't like Far From Home like that?
Wait, no.
That was just the order. It was Homecoming, then Far From Home.
We don't necessarily have to rate all of them. I feel like Into the Spider-Verse is number one. Spider-Man 2 is number two.
Spider-Man 2 should be top three.
Spider-Man 2 is the only reason.
I mean, come on, man.
The only reason Spider-Man 2 trilogy. Yeah. The only reason Spider-Man 2 isn't number one is because of Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse.
That's
the,
number then, two. Then but, take that but, out the list because it's not
number three.
Spider-Man take that out the list.
Huh?
I'm sorry. That no, it's is still three? A cartoon. Yeah. It's still
but it's
technically
Spider-Man
a cartoon
movie, and it's the way they incorporated.
You can't, but obviously, you can go the extra mile with the cartoon, and they have no limits to what they showed, and that was what you got. It was amazing.
But it was the way
reality had its limits. The real movies had its limits.
But it was the way. Okay. I get that concept.
Yeah, live
I get
action.
That concept. But it was the only reason I'm like you have to include it in there is because it was the way they used the actual formula, the way they flipped the formula of Spider-Man, and they took the actual movies from context. Even the
but it's Miles Morales, so
yeah. But they used but you needed mm-hmm. but you needed all those Spider-Man movies in context. It'd be different if it was just some random offshoot.
Excellent point. Everything else has been Peter Parker. That's another reason why you shouldn't bring Spider-Verse
But Peter Parker still was still Spider-Man. The movie. Like the concept.
That doesn't.
Different.
That can't be the top.
But
over,
if,
you
look,
know what I mean?
it's the way. Like I said, it's because if it was just some kind of offshoot Spider-Man movie and they just like made up their own Spider-Man lore, it'll be like whatever. But it was like I said, they directly used all like the Spider-Man movies that came before, especially the Spider-Man trilogy, in order to construct like the way the movie worked. Like, but I get what you're saying. If you take it out, then Spider-Man 2 is the number one movie out of all of them. I think Tom Holland is the best Peter Parker, but
Tom Holland is the best combination.
I think he's the best Peter Parker.
I think he's the best combination.
So you're saying he isn't the best Peter Parker?
No, he is the best Peter Parker, but I think I don't necessarily think he is the best Spider-Man.
Out of the Spider-Man?
But he is the best.
Who is a better Spider-Man out of the Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire is not a better Spider-Man.
Probably. No, definitely not Tobey Maguire. Probably Andrew Garfield.
It's not Andrew Garfield.
No,
it's not.
As Spider-Man.
No, it's not.
As Spider-Man.
Peter Parker, Tobey Maguire for me.
What?
That's as your nostalgia.
As Spider-Man.
That is pure nostalgia.
Until the third movie.
I think
it's not nostalgia.
That's pure nostalgia.
I think it's nostalgia.
Honestly, my reasoning is because
I just feel like Tom Holland, like the whole just theme of it was like Aunt May was just entirely too young.
It's just the story plot of it, because
Aunt May played a huge role on the development of Spider-Man's emotion and getting him through Ben's death.
We got to get together on some type of watch party and rewatch the first trilogy.
Yes, we do.
Because it is a lot of nostalgia in the thinking.
But it's good. It's great how they just put it together. Tobey Maguire was a little bit older, but he played Peter Parker really well.
I will give
he was
the second
at this point. You have to say
first and second. You can't rank the first and second movie at the top and not give Tobey Maguire at least some credit.
No, because this is the thing.
Tom Holland, I will give him the Spider-Man top because he played a good Spider-Man. But Peter Parker.
Okay, the reason we have Spider-Man, the reason I feel like we can say that, they're better Spider-Man movies. Like, they encapsulate, the whole picture better. Even as far as his villain, him having
Doc Ock?
Both Doc Ock and Green Goblin. The movie was better, but Spider-Man, the dude who's cracking, who's constantly saying shit while he's shooting webs at you. Holland literally he's literally a high schooler. And the whole thing in the comic with Spider-Man is is the fact that he's really supposed to be, he's smart as shit. He's supposed to be the up and coming, Tony Stark in a way. And that's literally
that's
Spider-Man. I don't think his movies are as good, like I said, as the first two Spider-Man movies. The first one, the second one is literally too iconic, bro. It's too
Spider-Man.
Perfect. Tobey Maguire did encapsulate Peter Parker, but
they're going to work.
I just feel like the third movie is tainting a lot of people.
For Spider-Man?
No, it's not. Because we understand.
Go back and watch the third movie. that movie is great.
No, it's not. You're not
talking about Spider-Man 3, right?
He is talking Spider-Man, about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 3
it's not,
is great. But
it's,
you,
no, it's man, not.
No. You have to.
It's literally mid.
Spider-Man 3 is a comedy.
It's me. That's why.
It wasn't a good comedy.
It was a cringe comedy.
It was absolutely hilarious.
It was extremely cringe. They didn't want it to be that way.
No, they didn't want it to be that way. But I mean, it's absolutely hilarious. Go back and watch Topher Grace as Eddie Brock.
But they had a
different. He is hilarious throughout the whole movie.
His very soft voice.
I don't think that
he ruined my life.
He ruined like he is absolutely like I see Eddie Brock and I'm like, Foreman. Stop. What are you doing?
I just think the concept was good, but Tobey Maguire really didn't play the dark Spider-Man role.
I don't think that puts a taint on people's Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. I think everybody in their heads is like, this is kind of an isolated movie out of the three of this trilogy because the first two were so amazing. Like I had a whole argument with Stacey about this for like damn near an hour about like, cause I was like, bro, the first two Spider-Man, I guess technically three, they were kind of cheesy, but like Spider-Man when it came out revolutionized what people did with superhero movies. Cause we had X-Men, but people were like, oh, X-Men. When Spider-Man came out,
X-Men was sleeping.
Yeah,
and they were sleeping on them.
X-Men was confusing though. It didn't bring in non-comic book people.
No, yeah, the first one was like, the second one was really good, but Spider-Man.
And then the third
when
one
it came
people.
Out, it was like. Nigga, it's Spider-Man. What the fuck?
But also,
they weren't good, and they were not good. Good.
Stop it.
No, they were
not good. Don't tell me Daredevil and Hulk wasn't good to you as a kid.
Daredevil is another one of those movies.
I like the Hulk.
Thank
you. Daredevil is another one of those movies.
Watch it now. It's not good.
I still watch it. I saw it recently.
You can't see anything that's happening in the movie.
Daredevil is another one of those movies. Absolutely.
Watch Mojo just fucking work in that movie.
Mojo just posted a video yesterday and they had it as the fucking the thumbnail of worst edited movies of all time because it's terribly edited.
It was automatically considered bad because they had comic book transitions.
Bro, it was bad.
When they were
bro.
Showing the pictures
you
of I found
what's
a unique
no, happening. It's not good,
no, bro. The transition.
I would say the story, the plot was the confusing thing to me. And
the
that's
whole
what
thing
it
was confusing.
Stop it.
Bro.
It was not good, bro.
Like, it was not. Conceptually, it was dope, but it was not good.
The lighting, the transitions, the editing,
bro.
How they put it together.
Not good.
It's not.
Was comic book fashion. At the time, people didn't understand it and they didn't agree with it.
The whole end of that movie he's fighting his dad, this nigga falls in a lake, it's
very anticlimactic.
What are we looking at?
Do you know what's comic book fashion that works?
Take it off!
Into the Spider-Verse.
So a cartoon has to do it. If a real-time movie couldn't do it at the time, obviously cartoon also.
In terms of the transitions, like that's how the transitions work. Comic book transitions work when it's animated.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at a comic, it's animated.
It wasn't even just that. I'm telling you, it wasn't a good movie. I promise you. You can IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, all this shit.
We gotta go
watch the original. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's almost a near unanimous vote that people don't like the Hulk. Unfortunately,
Daredevil
I'm not a part
also,
of that percentage.
I used to be on your side.
Daredevil was
hilarious. I'll have to rewatch
Daredevil. Daredevil was not a good movie. It was not a good movie.
Daredevil was hilarious.
I'm telling you, Spider-Man and the first two X-Men movies were probably the only.
Blade 2.
Yeah,
Sammy
a couple
didn't
of the
fuck
Blade,
with Blade too.
Blade was lit, but it was like very rare that you had
Wesley
a good Marvel movie,
got
bro.
Blade because they wouldn't give
Ghost him Rider him. 1 and 2 dog shit.
Ghost Rider 1 was fun.
Ghost Rider was dog shit.
It was funny.
He didn't even fight nobody in that movie.
When he drove off the building with his ghost motorcycle, come on, that was
they really
I
just gave
spot.
Him scenes by himself, and he was just swinging.
He wasn't really fighting. I did like the Punisher movie.
Which one?
They
made so many. I liked
it. It was kind of cheesy, but it was the Punisher.
We're not talking about Netflix, right?
We're
not talking about the Netflix.
No. It's Punisher. I don't. The nigga with the super long face.
He had a Netflix show, but we're talking about the one from the early 2000s.
Yeah. I like that movie just because it was like I feel like it encapsulated the Punisher, and I don't know what else you want. He's just killing niggas the whole movie.
Y'all not giving Catwoman his praise.
It's not even a Marvel movie, but that movie was also awful. it's not a Marvel movie.
No, that's a big.
Sorry, Toby.
That's oh my gosh, Catwoman is only good because it's Halle Berry.
It's actually bad regardless.
So
it doesn't even matter.
But you
nothing,
get to, that's another but you get to look at Halle Berry. Oh, nothing makes sense. Absolutely like, at nothing. All. Nothing
Yo,
makes
there's
sense.
Literally a scene and where she's like, there's literally a scene where
she's literally
like
playing with like yarn and shit, like as a cat. There's like randomly.
Up,
like
there's
it
a
just
crazy
happens.
Basketball scene. There's like 20 yeah, times like she just shot. Like, there's a scene where she disappears and reappears.
There's so many angles.
For no reason.
There's so many angles in that basketball scene. Like there's a high angle, there's a low angle, there's like a pan.
And I think they shoot like
and like
one
she like
shot.
Does like three spins.
Yes,
she just absolutely takes the ball dunks. From the kids that are playing yeah. and just starts playing basketball with some
are
nigga.
They flirting,
and then,
are they playing basketball? What are they?
I don't know what they're and doing. Nobody, like, nobody knows what they're doing.
It's a really
that,
bad movie. What's that, one more really bad movie that came out? Because I feel like we're missing one.
Outside Electra of X-Men 3, or whatever.
Electra
was bad. Like,
I'm glad. I
Electra
was
a
have good ass. Thoughts about it.
The fact that, but that's how you knew Daredevil was
good for you.
Because Electra was a spit off Daredevil, and Daredevil was not.
Michael Clark Duncan was a pretty fun kingpin, in my opinion. I liked him. Right. I mean, he was the only king.
It's one of my guilty pleasure movies because I still enjoy watching it, but it's not good, bro. I used to think that
Daredevil
scene,
is absolutely hilarious.
Bro, I used to love that scene.
Like, when you just contemplate, like, this nigga is
blind but
then,
in the comics, it makes sense. In the movie, it's like,
in the
bro,
movie,
what?
There's like, bro, what is
it's
this?
Not that hard to
you see the light at the end
now.
Of the tunnel? That's not
Daredevil?
Heaven.
It wasn't hard
that's
to comprehend.
The scene.
It's not that it's hard to comprehend. It's just like they did not like
it's not good.
They did not like make it to where it was like, yo, he compensated for being blind. Right. No. Like they tried because like, you know, he hears very well. That's how
I remember
it,
when he saw visually was like blue.
Shit,
yeah, that's how they tried to do it. And I was like, and like conceptually was like, okay, that's cool. But like
in the cartoon,
like you legitimately like saw everything that was going on.
We need to watch the
blue cube.
We need to have a
like it didn't really work. Like it wasn't like, okay, I'm moving around. And I know there's stuff here. Like, I'm just remembering. It wasn't like that.
A bad movie, bro. Because, bro, I used to think the scene where, like, Daredevil, where, like, Bullseye breaks the glass and throws him at Daredevil and this nigga starts hitting bat flips
is
the most amazing thing ever.
Hilarious.
Bro, I watched that shit recently. I was like, bro,
Colin
this
Farrell.
Is so bad. Like,
I think Colin Farrell did I.
He's barely
Colin,
dodging
no, bro,
him. He could have
like,
literally ducked. I didn't think about that. But Daredevil could have just ducked when...
That is so not a character you would expect Colin Farrell to play. And that's why I think it's just so hilarious. Because, like, when I watch him in it, it's like, what was the direction? Like, what did the director tell you to do?
You talking about Bullseye?
Yeah, be like Bullseye. Like, I don't understand. Like, you're like, ah. like, it was just like, bro, like, are you high?
Yes,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you had to be high, bro.
Like, who was like, yeah, like, we should do it like this? It's that movie is absolutely, I laugh when I watch that movie. It's just, it's so funny. It's like a terrible movie that you just watch because it's like, this is, like, it's terrible, but it's like, this is great. I'm having a great time. Like, this is hilarious. Yeah. I'm laughing at every scene.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. We love y'all. It's been a beautiful stream. We thank y'all for tuning in weekly. Whenever y'all tune in, man. We love y'all.
Black History Month. NSARS. Black Lives Matter. Damn, shout out to Charles G. Woodson for giving us Black History Month.
No, we love this. Episode 20 next week, ain't we?
Yeah, next week is episode 20.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta do something.
Episode 20.
All right, man. We love y'all.
Special
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. NSARS.
NSARS. Salute.